Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Here comes a throw home. He's going to be out at home. Oh, what a throw by Soto.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Martin Rubinson,
Sports Radio, 101.9 FM.
The Fan, WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 877-337-6666. Producing tonight, Mr. Paul Rosenberg. Peter Schwartz on the updates. I'll be with you until 1 a.m. when CMAC comes your way for the overnight. My guest tonight, coming up at 10:20, I'll have Steve Popper on the Knicks. Steve covers the Knicks from Newsday. We'll talk about Game 1, preview Game 2 in the series against the Sixers. Coming up at 11:20, E.J. Raddick from NHL Network on the Rangers, their Game 1 win. We'll also talk a little Islanders, Stanley Cup playoffs with EJ. That's coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. And then at 12:20, NFL Draft. People, I know, it's a crazy week in New York sports. We obviously have Yankees, Mets, we have Knicks, we have Rangers in the playoffs, we have Islanders in the playoffs, and on top of all that, it's NFL Draft Week, people! Thursday night, round one, Giants, Jets, both with top 10 draft picks. So what else is new? Hoping that won't always be the case. But where do the Giants and Jets go? I'll be joined by David Syvertson of Our Lads Scouting. And Sy does a fantastic job covering prospects and the draft. He scouts 500 players, and so you should be following him, but that's coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, and we'll talk draft strategy, positional value, what should the Giants do, what should the Jets do, where does he have the top quarterbacks ranked, so all of that, that's coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, but let's start right now, and the truth is, to start this show, I could start with the Knicks. I could start with the Rangers. I could start with the Yankees taking the rubber game against the Rays out at the stadium. Great game pitched by Luis Gil. I could talk about the Mets, who had a couple of tough injuries announced. A couple guys going on the IL announced today. But the Mets, who, while they got slaughtered today out in L.A. by the Dodgers, they actually won the series. So Yankees won a series today. Mets won a series today. And both teams, the Mets started the season 0-5 until they're 12-4 since then. And they just keep winning series. So both teams are playing some solid baseball. And both teams have issues. We can talk all about that. You can always talk baseball here on The Fan. So lots to do, plenty to talk about. And 877-337-6666. I'll tell you some other topics that I'm going to get into at some point. What we've learned so far about new Mets manager Carlos Mendoza. Because I think we've learned a few things. Let me get into that. Dive deep into that. And two big picture questions about New York sports. One is Aaron Judge getting booed at Yankee Stadium, at the stadium. So it might be time for me to remind you all of Lori's rules of booing. And then another topic that's been swirling around on social media today, last night, today. And that's the Knicks and Knicks fans and the reaction after game one when 7th Avenue in front of Madison Square Garden there turned into a, Knicks block party. A block party is probably the best way to put it. It turned into a big party, a dance party, fans singing, chanting, hanging out. And the reaction to that from members of the media, other sports fans, other Knicks fans, some of whom had an issue with it, who believe that it was an overreaction for simply winning game one of a first-round playoff series. And then you had the opposite side that said, well, isn't being a fan supposed to be fun? And if they're having a good time, so what? Enjoy it. Don't harsh their mellow. So, where do you stand on all of that? 877-337-6666. Going to get into all of that. I'm going to start tonight, though, with, in terms of what probably captivated me personally most over the weekend, and I'm going to get into the Rangers and go deep on that in just a moment, but I'm going to start big picture, dive into the Knicks, but also big pictures. Knicks, Rangers. And I've been on the air here in May, Memorial Day. It'll be 17 years since my first show on WFAN, since Mark Chernoff said, you know what? I haven't forgotten about you. I've been thinking about you. I'll give you an audition. I don't think you can do too much damage from, I can't remember if it was 1 to 3 a.m., 3 to 5 a.m. on Memorial Day, and put me on the air. Thought I did okay. Started giving me some fill-in shifts, and from there, I ended up getting my own show. And have been on these airways for a long time. And a lot of this time, look, on the plus side, I was here on the nights when the Giants won the Super Bowl. And, you know, both 2007 season, 2011 season. And so I've been around for some big wins. The Yankees winning the World Series. I was around, 2009 on these airwaves. But a lot of these last 17 years have not been kind to New York sports. And I've watched other cities, Boston, Tampa Bay, Los Angeles. I've watched all these places stack multiple championships. While we here in the city that has, our area, we have more sports teams than any place else. When you look at what, in men's sports, we call the four major sports in men's sports. We have more teams. We have more than one team in every sport. So you'd think by the blind squirrel finding a nut theory that we'd stumble on a championship sometime in one of those sports. Since the 2011 season when the Giants last did it. But it's been mostly pretty terrible here. And yeah, there's a good season or two. Teams like the Yankees that make the playoffs, but frequently, but disappoint their fans, don't win the title. Or in some seasons past where Yankee fans not loving their team, even if they were sort of making the playoffs. But just not teams that a lot of fans were that excited about. Angry at? Sure. Disappointed in? Oh, hell, heck yeah. Complaining about? Absolutely. But here we find ourselves and look around. The Brooklyn Nets are obviously at a low point right now. Rebuild, trying to figure stuff out. The New York Giants, I would say, I'll give Joe Shane some credit in that he is publicly saying they're more than a player away. It seems that he understands that this is actually now a rebuild. So, okay. But most of our teams, when you look at it in fan bases, are pretty optimistic about their teams right now. Or have a reason to be optimistic. Or have teams that are actually in the playoffs right now as we speak. Even Devils fans. Had this conversation with Devils fans a few weeks ago. Where disappointed about this season, but there's so much young talent on the Devils. They feel like this is a down year, but a team that feels like it's more on the upswing. So after what has been a black hole kind of putrid time for New York sports, here we find ourselves, and I don't know, do we say, it's too soon to say, oh, this is 1994. 1994, for those of you who remember it, and you know what I'm talking about, 1994, the Rangers win the Stanley Cup. And the Knicks go to the NBA Finals. And if one more shot had somehow fallen in Game 6 against the Houston Rockets, the Knicks would have also won a title that year. Didn't happen. Missed opportunity. The big fella, Patrick Ewing, never gets a title. Big disappointment there for a great Knick. But it was an era in Knicks basketball, the 90s, that is very affectionately remembered by the fan base. And 1994, just a year where the Garden was shaking at its foundation for weeks in the spring. And so here we have the Rangers coming into the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the Stanley Cup playoffs are a fickle thing. Playoffs are wide open. You never know, what team gets an outrageously hot goaltender, catapults them to a run. We'll see. But the Rangers win game one today in pretty convincing fashion, 4-1 over the Washington Capitals. And Matt Rempe, folk hero, scoring the first goal. We'll get into that a little bit more. But Rangers win game one. And the Knicks yesterday winning their game one, not playing particularly well. Jalen Brunson played one of his worst games of the season. Forced too many possessions. Didn't shoot particularly well. And yet the Knicks won. And look, do I expect the Knicks to reach the NBA Finals like 1994? No, I don't really. I'll ask you, what would be, when I think of this Knicks team, and I've been advocating all over social media for weeks now, months now, really, on this Knicks team. I've had people, every time I enjoy a win, there's always people who want to tell you how to react for teams you love. So many people who want to tell others how to fan. This is how you should fan. This is how you should root. Act like you've been there. I've had people all season telling me that whatever game the Knicks won, it's just a regular season game in January. Why are you making it such a big deal? It's just a game. It's a regular season game against the Philadelphia 76ers. So what? Doesn't matter. Or, yeah, they beat the Celtics at the end of the season, but the Celtics weren't playing for anything. So what? Who cares? Why are you getting excited about it? I have people on social who write me this every game that I get excited about that the Knicks win. And my response is always the same. I love this Knicks team. I really do. They play hard every night. They're competent and competitive. And maybe that sounds like a small thing. Competence. Being competitive every night. Maybe that sounds like a small thing. But I've been on these airwaves for 17 years. And most of that time, honestly, and as a Knicks fan before this station, at the station I was on before this in Central Jersey, WCTC, I remember going on a rant there at one point. This has happened more than once on multiple stations where I've gone here and gone on rants where I was ready. I'm ready to divorce the New York Knicks. We have irreconcilable differences. That's the reason for divorce. And I go on and I rant about it and I complain. And then what happens? Every year we get to the summer after a horrendous season, an embarrassing season, an incompetent season, where the team was embarrassing both on the court and off the court. Isaiah Thomas, Phil Jackson, all of it. And every time I say I'm going away, what happens? There I am watching Vegas Summer League games the following summer on MSG. Why? Because I can't help myself. Because I care. And so when faced with mostly putrid teams that are actually not even the worst kind of teams, Knicks teams, not trying to tank, but losing anyway. When I finally have, as a Knicks fan, and unlike some of you who are older than me, and you can go back and say, you remember when Willis Reed limped out on the court and you've got your titles. Well, I don't have those. I would like a Knicks championship in my, like, cognizance before I die. I would like that. But every season that does not end in a championship can't be a failure. And when I'm faced with a team that had been bad for so long, and now they're likable, they play hard every night. You get a competitive effort from this team every night in an era of load management when so many teams don't care, when people pay their good money and show up for a game in January and half the stars aren't playing and the starters are sitting and all this stuff is happening. But you don't have to worry about that with the Knicks. If someone's sitting, it's because they're hurt. If Tom Thibodeau is coaching, it doesn't matter if the Knicks would actually be better served by losing the 82nd last game of the season because it means they get to play against the Indiana Pacers in the first round. And the Pacers, as a young team to the playoffs, I think would be obviously a much easier match than a Philadelphia 76ers team that we all know. Look, the defending MVP in Joel Embiid, he may be diminished, but he's back. We don't know what happened. He got hurt again in game one, but he came back out and played. He may not be, I mean, he's obviously not at full strength, but the Bucks are rolling over the Pacers as we speak. Dame time, Damian Lillard, kind of single-handedly beating them. The Bucks are beating the Pacers without Giannis. So would the Knicks have rolled over the Pacers? I kind of think so. We'll see what happens in that series. But there's no question. That's an easier series. But Tom Thibodeau is not wired to give up on the last game of the season. This Knicks team is wired to be competitive. And they are competent, being put together in a competent fashion where they don't have any bad contracts. They have a young team with players who have upside getting better before our eyes. They have extra draft picks, draft capital for trades. And they're imperfect. They're probably one star away from being a championship contender. But they are a likable team with superb team chemistry, pick each other up, support each other, bust their tails every night on the floor, play with toughness, play defense, they rebound, and they represent New York City in a way that should make you proud. And so I will enjoy and have enjoyed every win in January, in March, and now in April. And for the fans, as long as nobody gets hurt, if that turns into a block party on 7th Avenue with Knicks fans celebrating in the street, and yes, does it look like they won Game 7 of the NBA Finals the way they're celebrating out there in front of MSG? Sure. And I understand there are the people who would say, who they subscribe to the theory, act like you've been there before. You got to play it cool. Got to act like you've been there before. Well, you know what? For a lot of Knicks fans, haven't really, yeah, I know they won a series last year, but for so long have not been here. And the fact that this is, you know, get back to me when the Knicks are the New England Patriots and they're just stacking title after title and this whole thing at winning becomes blasé, second nature, expected all the time. Well, then you can get back to me if you think it's an overreaction and you want to tell those fans how to fan. For me, sports supposed to be fun. Supposed to have joy. So often, we're disappointed as fans. So when you're not, if you're a Ranger fan and you want to have dreams of 1994 and say this is our year, go ahead. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You'll get disappointed. That happens most every season anyway in sports. And if you're a Knicks fan who wants to bounce around out front of the Garden like it's the 90s, have at it. Is it an overreaction? You tell me. Do you have a problem with it and how others fan? You tell me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.